السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: عجبا لأمر المؤمن، إن أمره كله خير. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من شر نفسي. From amongst the many sunnah and practices of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to recite a portion of Quran daily. This was the practice of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not talking about recital of wazifas. Yes, that is Quran Majeed, a person will get the reward for it. Surah Waqi'ah, and Surah Dukhan, Surah Yasin, and Surah Al-Kahf. We're talking about a specific portion of Quran. Even if it be one line, five lines, quarter para, half a juz. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the seerah it is mentioned, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to set aside a specific portion. In Hayatul Sahaba, there are many narrations where one portion was set out, one day, portion of the day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite Quran. And this used to be to create that link. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that. Obviously that link, wahi and revelation, used to be coming on a continuous basis. But for us to bring the sunnah within our lives, that we link ourselves to Quran-i-Majeed. Shaykh al-Hind, rahmatullah alayhi, you might have heard the name, Asir al-Hind. He was known Asir al-Malta, the prisoner of Malta at the time of the British invasion. When he was released from prison, then he mentioned two points. One of the points was that the downfall of the Muslim Ummah, the condition of the Muslim Ummah, is because of our loss of the link of Quran-i-Majeed. And we're not talking about only recitation. This is just the basic recitation of Quran. We're talking about knowing what Allah Ta'ala is telling us, what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. What is the basic translation of Surah Al-Fatiha? This is one level higher. Then obviously you get the tafsir of the Quran-i-Majeed, which is a very much one level higher than that as well, than translation of the Quran. And this was a salient feature of Sahaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anfal, also with regards to mu'mineen and believers, when Allah ta'ala describes, Allah ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When the name of Allah ta'ala is taken, what we say, وَجِلَتْ, وَجِلَتْ. The heart becomes alive, it becomes awake. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ. And when the verses of Quran are recited to them, in front of them, or they recite it, then زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. The iman of a believer, the iman of Sahaba used to increase. But we say, you know, you get like the machine for the glucose level. So you prick the finger, and then you measure the blood, you see the blood to see how much sugar level you have in your body. In the same way, Quran-i-Majeed, when we listen, when we read, it's supposed to give us a level of our iman. If our heart is affected by its meaning, by its recitation, then we know that within our heart we have some level of iman. It brings tears to the eyes. If we are attached, we always want to listen, we always want to hear. Then automatically now, this shows that now your level of iman is higher. The reason I started off by mentioning this is we know the condition of the Muslim Ummah at this very moment in time. Different calls for jihad and different parts of the Muslim world, not only specifically in Gaza. Yes, our attention is there, but different parts of the world, the Muslims are suffering greatly. Different laws are being passed, different sanctions are being put upon Muslims, and then the aggression against our Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza. We need to find the solution in the Quran Majid. Everything is linked to Quran. Hadith is linked to Quran, juristic principles are linked to Quran, tasawwuf is linked to Quran, tabligh is linked to Quran, everything joins up with Quran Majid. And the solution is in Quran. So I thought we'll just do one surah today. Let us listen with an open heart. And how the surah which we know, we all learned. Most of us learned the surah when we were young. Surah al-Duha, we learned it. Most of us don't know the meaning of it. Many of us might even know the meaning of it. But how the surah gives us a message as an entire Muslim ummah for us to deal with what we are going through at this moment in time, the pain and the suffering. The surah, Allah Ta'ala starts it off by saying, وَالضُّحَى. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam, wow for qasam, for an oath. Allah Ta'ala says an oath by the bright morning, referring to the time between 10 and 12 o'clock. Zawal, the morning is very, very bright, everything opens up. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. And now in the night, Allah Ta'ala takes a second qasam. This is to get our attention. Whenever Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam in Quran, an oath in Quran, is to get our attention. That by the night when it starts to envelope, the stillness of the night, when it becomes very, very dark, everything settles down. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam. Let us compartmentalize these two verses. Now let us go to another aspect. Why was the surah revealed? Just remember these two verses, keep it in front of us. The outward meaning, by the brightness of the day and the stillness and the darkness of the night. Why was the surah revealed? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkatul Mukarramah is giving da'wah, is calling the people towards deen and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what that revelation is coming down. One surah after another surah, one verse after another verse. And now all of a sudden, wahi and revelation stops. For a little bit of a while. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes extremely perturbed and worried. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam falls sick. And as a result, for a few days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not leave his home in Makkatul Mukarramah. As a result of this, the enemies of Islam and the leaders of Quraysh found this as an opportunity to start to mock, to persecute Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They started saying that now the devil, na'udhu billah, the shaitan which was with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left. The person who was funding Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped. The people who were behind Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam no more like him. So now he is unable to give us this Quran Majid, what he claims to be Quran. This made Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very, very upset. So Allah Ta'ala revealed the surah, Surah al-Duha. And it started off by saying, وَالْضُحَى is a consolement. That, O Nabi of Allah, the light is going to come. After darkness, you're going to get light. But O Nabi of Allah, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. Again, another time will come just like this, where you're going to be upset and perturbed. But again, وَالْضُحَى will come again. Light will come again. In the same way for the Muslim Ummah, we are getting a message. Remember, the message of Quran was sent to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the verses were revealed for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam many a time. But the message is for us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left the world. The Quran Majid is ever loving. A miracle which is forever and ever. So we as the Ummah, we are also being told, if you want to take one level meaning higher, that now, at one point the Ummah was also in darkness. Then the light of wahi and revelation and conquests and many different things had come. Thereafter the Ummah was plunged into darkness again. The Mongols had come and the Tatars had come. And thereafter again the Muslim Ummah was given the light of the Ottoman Empire. And thereafter again the Ummah was plunged into darkness, the Shia, in the different attacks on the beliefs of the Muslim Ummah. But once again the Ummah will rise as a message to us, the morning will come, for every night there is a morning. And for every morning the night will come again. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The world will go, Dajjal will come, they will see great advancements, Islam will spread. But again, everyone will have to leave the world. The world will be plunged into darkness again. So this is the message of Qur'an Majeed. This is just the first two verses of Wadduha. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. But how beautiful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kalam. Allah ta'ala does not stop it there. Allah ta'ala tells Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us join it to what is happening at the moment in Gaza, in Palestine, different aspects of the Muslim Ummah. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Allah ta'ala tells Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were the most perturbed and worried and upset at a time when there was no wahi and revelation. Again, let us link ourselves. How perturbed are we when we don't open the Quran for a single day? Nabi Karim ﷺ was worried about wahi. Hours and years pass. People don't recite Quran in Majid. We should ask ourselves, do we get any feeling in our heart? Yeah, Nabi Karim ﷺ was perturbed. Allah Ta'ala says, مَا وَدَّعَكَ. O Nabi of Allah, we have not forsaken you. وَمَا قَلَى. And O Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we do not dislike you. We do not hate you. In the same way, the message for us, Qur'an Majeed is ever loving. That us as an ummah, we are at the moment in وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. The darkness of the night. The stillness of the night. There is fitna and from every side there is attacks. But مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. We are the lineage of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are his ummah. We are not forsaken. Allah Ta'ala does not dislike us. Rather, Allah Ta'ala loves us. And Allah Ta'ala is giving us these different tests to see what a'mal we are going to do. What steps we are going to take to get into wadduha, to get the day again. The steps we are going to take. Are we performing our Fajr Salah or the Jama'ah in the masjid? We are hearing the azan, are we coming to the masjid? Are we are ensuring basic teachings of deen, basic a'mal of deen? Are we fulfilling it so that we can then see that dawn, that morning that will come very, very bright? It's not only about the call for jihad. There needs to be the spiritual power behind it. There needs to be the effort behind it. It's not about waking up one morning and saying, I'm going out. I'm going out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. There needs to be an effort. Effort of a'mal and effort of deen. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being told, O Nabi of Allah, you are doing this work. مَا وَدَّعَكَ. We have not forsaken you. وَمَا قَلَى. And we have not disliked you. وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ. How beautiful is Quran. وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَى. And then more consolement is given. That, O Nabi of Allah, the akhirah is better than what has come first. But the amazing eloquence of Quran, Allah Ta'ala did not say, وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. Allah Ta'ala said that whatever is going to come after, ya akhirah means whatever is going to come after, not the akhirah of the hereafter. Whatever is going to come after is better than what you are in now. As the ummah right now, whatever we are, is going to transpire, whether it be now or the next moment or the next second, the ummah never loses. The hadith that was mentioned, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Amazing is a condition of a believer. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ. Every single condition that we are in is goodness and nothing but goodness. إِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّى شَكَرَ. Some goodness comes, some conquest comes, some ceasefire comes. Then we make shukr. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّى صَبَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And if any difficulty comes, then we make sabr. But what is going to come, the Quran Majeed and Surah Al-Duha is teaching us, that keep this ayat in front of you. What the ummah is going to see, inshallah, in the next few months, in the next few years, whatever it may be, the help of Allah Ta'ala is always close, is definitely going to be better than what we are in right now. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam When surah was revealed, immediately a few months thereafter, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went for the journey of Mi'raj. The surah was revealed a few months thereafter, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given the command to make hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara. The surah was revealed few years after hijrah, the command was given for jihad. But it is for us to keep this mindset that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also was given better after very dark times and difficult times. We also as an ummah, we will be given better than what we have at this moment in time. But thereafter the eloquence of Quran continues. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah Ta'ala is telling Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, when the word sawfa comes in Quran, it is coming in literal Arabic, it means that it might happen. In Quran Majid, it means it will happen, definitely. It وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ, O Nabi of Allah, you will be given something that will make you very, very happy. Us as the ummah in this time, we are in wallayli idha saja, but Allah Ta'ala is going to give us such a reward. The people of Palestine already are attaining that reward. But us, if we make sabr and we do the a'mal of deen, we do the a'mal of nubuwa, the a'mal of calling people towards deen, the a'mal of performance of salah, of attainment of knowledge, and of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of bringing sincerity within our lives, these a'mal, if we do it, then Allah Ta'ala will give us something much better. So if we apply to our own lives these first six verses of Surah Al-Duha on a micro level, that each and every one of us, we are all either in wal-duha wal-layli idha saja, we know where to place ourselves. But then also we know how and what we need to do in order to, if we are in wal-layli idha saja, we need to know what to do in order to get to wal-duha. And if we are in wal-duha, then we know what to do in order to get to a layli idha saja. In South Africa for now, for example, at this moment in time, we are in what duha? We are in happiness, we are in peace, we are in comfort, we are in ease, we have masajid upon masajid, we have madaris upon madaris, we have all the works of deen. Anyone can buy a plot of land and start some madrasa, can start with the work of deen. People are in ease and comfort with regards to their wealth, ease and comfort with regards to their families. But it is very important for us to remember that we need to ensure the a'mal of deen continue so that Allah Ta'ala does not bring for us wal-layli idha saja. And if the system of Allah Ta'ala, which is going to take place when wal-layli idha saja does come, if we look after ourselves in wad-duha, in the light, in the brightness, then inshallah we will be able to deal with wal-layli idha saja when the darkness envelopes. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the remainder of the surah. Eloquence of Quran, every verse is linked. Allah ta'ala directly gives an example of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How at one point he was in wadduha, in wal-layli idha saja, how Allah ta'ala took him out of the darkness, brought him back. Alam yajidika yateeman fa'awa. How beautiful is Quran. An example is given to us. We love examples as believers, as human beings. Everything we need to be given an example to understand. Allah Ta'ala says, Alam yajidka, O Nabi of Allah, did you not find yourself as a yateem, as an orphan, fa'awa, and we gave you a place and home, a place to be looked after, his grandfather, his uncle, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, the sahaba, the muhajirin and the ansar. But if we take another meaning from this verse, the word yateem, for us as the ummah, are we not orphans? Have we not separated ourselves from our father, which is the main aspect of our life, the Quran and Majid? Our mother, which is the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teachings of our ulama, juristic principles? Are we living our life according to Western values? If we are, then we are yateem. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will bring us back. As a community, as an ummah, it is our responsibility to join ourselves again. Join ourselves again with Quran, hadith, with ulama, with the pious. Link ourselves up with the a'mal and the works of deen. Then we will see Allah Ta'ala will give us a place of fa'awa, to stay, to relax, to be looked after. And thereafter the next example. Alam yajidika yatiman fa'awa wa wajadaka dhalan fahada. O Nabi of Allah, dhalan literally means misguided. However, Nabi Kareem s.a.w. was never misguided. Nabi Kareem s.a.w. was never ever misguided. Nabi Kareem s.a.w. is infallible. Dhalan ya means, O Nabi of Allah, you are not a Nabi. No sharia was given. Dhalan fahada, and thereafter we had given you and brought down a sharia of deen and Islam. If you were in Wallayli Idha Saja, the entire Arabian Peninsula was at that time in Wallayli Idha Saja. Nabi Kareem s.a.w. was given Quran, was given the different revelations, made a final Nabi, the last and final Nabi. Nabi Kareem s.a.w. was guided. Same way for us. We are misguided. That is why every salah we read, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. No one can claim to be upon 100% guidance. Otherwise there was no need to read Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. All of us require to turn a new leaf, a new page. So if we do turn this, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us hidayah. It is upon us. The onus is ours, our responsibility. We need to take that responsibility. The third example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. وَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى. O Nabi of Allah, you had no wealth. فَأَغْنَى, we had enriched you. By the marriage to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, by the assistance of the wealth of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, in Umar, in Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. In the same way with regards to us, where in Ummah we are stuck in poverty. Poverty of what? We do not want to give ourselves, our health, our wealth, and our time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَغْنَى, if we do, Allah Ta'ala will bring assistance from unseen places. It is our responsibility now, as an ummah, that we have that fikr, even if we can't, we want to take in those orphans of Gaza. We want to assist our Muslim brothers and sisters in Sudan. We want to help our Muslims in India, in Kashmir, in Pakistan, in certain parts of Afghanistan, certain parts of China. Our responsibility to be ready to spend our wealth, our health, our time, Allah Ta'ala will inshallah enrich us. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends off the surah, and we'll end off on this. We have 5 minutes remaining. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَغْنَى فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَخْرِ. An example given to us. That with regards to an orphan, do not belittle the orphan. Do not be rude to the orphan. In the same way, with regards to any believer, any Muslim, anyone who claims to be upon deen and Islam, it is not our responsibility to belittle that person. We have to ensure that if that person is in darkness, we take him out into light. Whatever knowledge we have, we give him. And if he is in already on hidayat and guidance, then we bring that person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To always wish goodness upon goodness, just like an orphan that comes to you. فَلَا تَخْهَرْ, you never belittle that orphan, no matter where that orphan is from, no matter how dirty that orphan is, no matter what conditions that orphan is going through, you will make some effort to assist that orphan. Any person with humanity will make an effort. In the same way upon us, upon as Muslims, as believers, our community first, thereafter, continuously with regards to international community, everything we need to be of assistance. So, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. And with regards to a person who comes and asks you for something, whether it be with regards to a piece of knowledge, or whether it be with regards to a piece of bread, then فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. Do not turn the person away. If you do not have anything, give a smiling face. Our ustad used to tell us, and if you can't give the person some assistance, at least point him in the right direction. At least point him in the right direction. And then the last verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how the last verse links up with what duha, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. And whenever you are in here, any bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then express it, express these bounties. Meaning, Allah ta'ala did not mention the opposite of it, that if you have bounties and you do not express, that is understood. That if you have bounties and you do express these bounties, you use them in the correct way and manner, then you will remain, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will keep you in wadduha, in the light and guidance and good conditions. On the other hand, if you do not express, if you do not use these bounties of the masajid and the madaris and the ulama and the different beautiful bounties we have in this country, if we do not use them to our advantage, Then, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى, when the darkness does come, we are not going to be able to deal with it. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and understanding to use the Surah Al-Duha as a benchmark and a yardstick to see where we stand with our link to Quran, first of all. And secondly, to see where we stand with regards to our ummah as a community, as household person, household community, nationality, nationally, and internationally. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and keep us in the condition of wad duha and save us from the lady. That's it.